Blackstone Audio presents Land of Shadows, a medieval mystery by Priscilla Royal. This book is read by Wanda McCadden. To Sharon K. Penman, inspiration, mentor and friend, with love and gratitude. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Proverbs 21:2, King James Version. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Jeremiah 31:15. Chapter 1. Baron Adam of Winthorpe opened his eyes. How long had he lain in this bed? Time had an unnatural feel. He no longer had any sense of it. A tall nun leaned over and smiled at him. Although her features were indistinct, he was certain he knew her. A memory flickered. Was it she who had come with his daughter and saved his grandson's life many years ago? He struggled to speak, but his words were unintelligible. Trying again, he failed and grew angry with frustration. Had he been bewitched? "I am Sister Anne, sub-infirmarian from your daughter's priory at Tyndall," the nun said. Adam tried to smile, but he could not feel one side of his mouth. That she had understood what he wished to ask was a miracle, he thought, for he was only able to utter grunts and gasps. "I am here, Father." This woman's soft voice was at his ear. "Hugh should arrive soon, but the snows have kept Robert at Winthorpe Castle." It was his youngest child, and he was relieved she was beside him. As much as he loved all three of his children, it was his daughter, Prioress Eleanor, who gave him the greatest joy. If he could not reply with speech, at least he was still able to nod. His daughter took his hand and placed his palm against her cheek. "You have suffered apoplexy," she said. "Sister Anne, Brother Thomas and I came to Woodstock Manor as soon as we received word." In acknowledgement of what she had just said, he blinked. His eyes were heavy with fatigue, and he let them remain shut for a moment. It was then that the memory of what had happened to him returned. King Edward, Queen Eleanor, and chosen members of their court had gathered at this manor in Oxfordshire before travelling on to Gloucestershire, where the royal couple spent every March. Baron Adam was one of the few who always accompanied them to their secular retreat at Quennington, a manor actually owned by the Knights Hospitaller. One evening, while the king was in conversation with him, the earth inexplicably rose to smite Adam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?